95.9 The Hawk, number one for classic rock. I want to welcome Dana Strum on the line. Super talented musician, songwriter, producer. You're a behind-the-scenes guy, incredible instincts, pretty much a talent scout, too. We'll talk about that. Plus, on stage, you are the bass player for Slaughter. Welcome, Dana.
I am.
Yes.
Hey, everybody out there, and thank you for that royal build-up, Lauren.
You deserve
it. All of my life that I've been many of those things, and I'm thankful and grateful for the opportunity to have done this as long as I have. And I more than appreciate everybody out there being so supportive of Slaughter. And we're playing the Golden Nugget Friday night in Las Vegas. You definitely would not want to miss it. It's an intimate setting, not one that we normally do. Doors are at 7. Show is at 8 o'clock. It's Slaughter only at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas. And I'm thankful and grateful. We play there once a year and always happy to play where I live.
Absolutely. You're like hometown heroes coming back. It's probably like for Mark, it's probably like a high school reunion every time. It's so funny when you think about that.
It is funny. People will crawl out of the woodwork and say things and do things. And you're like, only in Las Vegas do you hear that stuff. Yep.
Yeah. Well, we're foaming at the mouth, ready to go, because the Nugget was closed for a while for some. I think you guys are the first rock concert back after, you know, the remodel and everything. So
we were the very first rock show back in there, and the Golden Nugget, I have to say, has been really supportive of 80s rock and hard rock.
Yes.
Fremont Street down there has been very supportive of it, and we appreciate every bit of it.
Right. You're on tour with Vince Neil as well. You just played Vegas last weekend. Looked like an awesome time.
Yep. It was a good time, and that was at the Downtown Event Center, and, you know, Vince did great down there, and it's always fun to hear and play those Motley songs. Always wonderful.
That's awesome. So a little history. You and Mark got together from being in the Vinnie Vincent Invasion, right?
We sure did, yes.
Your first tour with Kiss, then Poison, then I think Ozzy, right?
Yeah, that is more than true. And then Ozzy and I, of course, went back much further when I put Randy Rhoads and Jakey Lee in Ozzy Osbourne's band in the early 80s.
Which is just incredible. I mean, you have this connection to Ozzy that grew from, I mean, I think your first concert, was it Black Sabbath? Is that who inspired you to play?
Yeah, I am one of those people that actually not only got to live my dreams, but lived every little bit of it. And sometimes you want to be careful of what you wish for, because I loved early Black Sabbath, and I loved Black Sabbath, and it was one of my early concerts that I saw. In the end, who comes walking into the Starwood when my very Black Sabbath-sounding band is playing, but Ozzy. And in the end, that meeting of him and I led to me putting Randy Rhoads together with him. And after Randy unfortunately and tragically passed away, way too premature. He was, the world just started to love and admire how talented he was. I then, after that tragedy, put Jakey Lee in Ozzy's band as well.
That's incredible.
And then Slaughter ends up touring with Ozzy as well during the launch of our second record, The Wildlife. And all of it, you know, it's a very small, incestuous world. And, you know, we're grateful to have done each one of those things.
Well, we thank you, because you changed music history. Uniting those two was the most magical union you could have given us. I mean, the gift of Randy Rhoads.
What's always interesting for people out there that have a talent or have a skill, I don't care if it's photography, I don't care what it is, guitar playing, piano playing, bass playing, drumming, or any skill, computer, creative, everybody believes, oh, it'll never happen for me. The truth of the matter was, when I was making the suggestion and talked to Randy Rhoads, no one in the LA scene, and there were talent scouts, A&R people, managers, no one approached him to do this. And I was so shocked that nobody was saying anything about how good this guy was, and how does no one see this? And so I finally knocked on the dressing room door and actually asked Randy, do you know how good you are? And he looked at me like, am I joking? Am I serious? I said, no, you don't belong here in this scene, in the club in Hollywood. The world needs to see you. And I don't know how I'm going to do that, but you and I are going to be in touch, and somehow I'm going to do that. And within months, Ozzy walks into the Starwood. He and I spark up a friendship, and we talk about putting his band together. next thing I know, there really isn't a band, and it's him and I speaking and being in the Le Parc Hotel. And the next thing that happened was I said, I've got the guy. I know who could do this and who should do this. Mm-hmm. And eventually, music history changed because of, A, the courage for somebody young, and I was very young at the time. I had no reason to think that anybody would necessarily listen to what I was saying. But the courage of Ozzy to say, let me try to go for it, and he did, and accept somebody that was not a proven entity, really, as of yet, in both of us. And in the end, Ozzy and Randy flourished. In the end, hard rock and 80s rock music flourished, often because of it. 80s rock and hard rock music was almost falling out of favor at that time. And Ozzy and the Ozzy Motley Crue tour, Shout at the Devil, helped bring that back. So it was a really interesting story. There's some exposés out there on YouTube and Amazon, etc., about that meeting in the Union. You're welcome to check it out if anybody's interested. But the big moral of the story is believe in yourself. And the big moral of the story is if you think you've got what it takes, you very well might, and don't give up until you get it.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you followed your dreams. You did it from a very young age, so it's what you were going to be, doing what you love. And, you know, it's... I mean, what can I say? You have the great hair. You got the name, Dana Strum. It's like you made your own luck, made your own destiny. And I'm currently working, you mentioned, you know, 80s music. I'm doing a top 9 list for The Hawk right now of the best hair band songs of all time. So who do you put at the top? Is it a Slaughter song?
I certainly put Slaughter in that top 10. I mean, Fly to the Angels, Up yeah. All Night, Mad About You, all those fit the profile. You know, Motley belongs up there. Motley Crue belongs up there as well. Skid Row belongs up there. Cinderella belongs up mm-hmm. there. There's a bunch of them that belong up there, and all of you out there should call and let the station know who you think belongs up there, because there's some great music that came out of the time period and still great people out there doing it.
There is, and you co-wrote these songs. They're inspired by true life experiences, something either you went through or we're going through, and you give us that chance to experience that, escape, you know, go and enjoy live music, what we crave, and still be able to do this and see our favorite artists. So it's a gift. You make people feel good with the music we love.
I mean, I tell the guys all the time when travel is rough, you know, Slaughter's had a record-breaking year, and we're very thankful for that. But I tell the guys when the travel is rough, we have a really great job. We get to make people feel good, reminisce, and think back on their life mm-hmm. for 75 minutes whenever we play. We get to change people's lives, and we put people's lives in gear, reverse or drive and forward, depending on where they want to be. And it's a great job to have to make people feel good. And I know all of us are grateful to be able to still do it, and we're thankful for people out there's support as well as your support.
Thank you. So, Mark, we got Jeff Blando, Jordan Cannata on drums. What's on the set list? Everything we expect? Any covers? Anything?
Everything you expect, and a few surprises, because we get to do the little longer list there. So it's everything you expect from the classic Slaughter stuff. Every single song I mentioned, Fly to the Angels, Up All Night, Mad About You, Spend My Life, that crazy period where we exploded. We've never run from that period, and we're really grateful it happened. Keep in mind, our first live tour date was on the Kiss tour, the very first time Slaughter played, because we wrote the stuff in a studio. The first time we played was on stage with Kiss. And we've never turned around, we've never stopped, and we've never looked back.
Yeah, there's a great story there with your band. Other projects you're working on?
I end up producing people all the time, and I end up writing with people, and I've done commercials and this and that. Right now I've got a big writing project, but the deal isn't signed yet, so I'm not at liberty to say, but it's a major, major artist, and I'm really excited about being involved.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, we can't wait for that. And then on that note, is there anything you wish that someone would have asked you that they never did, something we don't know about you?
Well, I'm going to say I've been asked some crazy things. I've been asked a lot of things. I'm grateful for every opportunity that I've had. There are people that say, did you really play on a Beach Boys record? Is that possibly true? The actual answer is yes. People have said, I read that you actually worked with Barry Manilow at one point. Answer, yes, I worked in a studio and Barry Manilow was doing demos. His bass player didn't show and I was engineering the session. I said, look, I play bass. I could do it. There's those wild things that happen. And then, again, what's funny is I didn't know that much about Kiss, even though Mark and I came from playing with the Kiss guitarist Vinnie Vincent. But, in fact, I was replacing Vinnie in Kiss, not even knowing that I'd later be playing with Vinnie. So there's some really just wild elements to what happened. And, of course, we toured with Iron Maiden. There's no one really Slaughter hasn't toured with at one point or the other. All of the people that we liked, so it's always fun to hear the music you love, whether it's Whitesnake, Iron Maiden, Ozzy. It runs the gambit. So, I've been asked plenty of funny things and plenty of not funny things. One final answer, I am not the person that says no Stairway to Heaven in a movie that I've been asked about repeatedly. The guy looks like me, but I'm really not that person, no.
Great. All right. Thank you. Dana, thank you so much. We're excited about the show. Golden Nugget, September 13th. You guys got to come see Slaughter back at the Golden Nugget in Vegas, and we'll be sure to come see you at the gig and say hi, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for your time and for the great stories and for,
I thank all of you guys out there. Drive safely to Vegas. Have a great time. Party it up. And Lauren, we'll see you there at the Golden Nugget.
We'll see you there.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.